Thank you, Sean, for the introduction, and thank you everyone for being here today on the last day of the conference. I'm going to be presenting research today that I've done with my research mentor, Brian Eldel, who's here in the room, and his team at the NYU School of Medicine. And we, for this project, we did an evaluation of the introduction of EBT machines at fruit and vegetable carts in the Bronx in New York. I have no disclosures to disclose. Brief overview of the talk today. I'm going to talk a little bit about New York City's Green Cart Initiative, our evaluation of the Green Cart Initiative, and then a few results looking at two outcomes, total dollars spent per transaction at Green Carts and fruit and vegetables purchased. So briefly, the Green Cart Initiative was started in 2008 with the New York City Department of Health, in which they decided to introduce 1,000 new vending permits for mobile fruit and vegetable carts in targeted neighborhoods. A couple of restrictions were placed on these new vending permits. One is that the carts could only sell fruits and vegetables, and they had to be located in targeted neighborhoods. I'm showing here a map of New York City with neighborhoods that were eligible for the new vending permits highlighted by borough. Something unique about these neighborhoods is that all the residents of these highlighted neighborhoods reported that, or 14% or more of the residents of these highlighted neighborhoods indicated that they had not had any fruits or vegetables during the prior day. So the New York City Department of Health identified that these neighborhoods were high needs for access to fruits and vegetables. And the other component of this initiative was that the Department of Health worked with a private foundation to help subsidize the implementation of EBT machines at these fruit and vegetable carts. EBT machines cost, at least for this project, cost around $900 up front, and then there's a monthly fee of $35 that the vendors have to pay plus per transaction fee for the use of the machines. And so the New York City Department of Health helps cover the fees for the first 3 months of these machines for vendors who are interested. So this project was intended to address two aspects of food access. One is availability. As I mentioned, the residents of the neighborhoods where these carts were implemented are thought to have limited access to fruits and vegetables, and affordability, and that's addressed by allowing vendors to use EBT machines. And I should mention that EBT machines are the device which are critical or important to use for customers to spend their SNAP dollars or supplemental nutrition assistance dollars. Some of the prior speakers have spoken about that. So a research question for this project is, does the introduction of electronic benefit transfer machines at Green Carts affect consumer purchases? Just for a visual here, I have a New York State benefit card which SNAP participants have their benefit dollars on, and then a EBT machine which just looks like a regular debit card or credit card reader. So research design for this project, we set out to do a pre-post treatment model where we interviewed customers at Green Carts. And for this project, we identified four Green Carts. These are all in the Bronx, and we identified them in collaboration with the New York City Department of Health. The Department of Health had established relationships with these vendors, and we selected them because two of the vendors had EBT machines at our baseline data collection, and two of them did not yet have EBT machines. However, the Department of Health expected them to have the EBT machines implemented by the time we were going to do our post-period data collection. Here's a map of New York City, just to orient you a little bit. Yankee Stadium is up here in the Bronx. This is the northern end of Central Park, LaGuardia Airport. So most of our cars were located in the South Bronx. The two in blue are the locations that had EBT machines at baseline, and the two carts indicated in red here are the carts that we're going to have EBT machines during our post-period data collection. Unfortunately, things didn't work out quite how we had hoped. One of the vendors was absent during one of our rounds of data collection, and one of the vendors ended up never receiving an EBT machine, so we weren't able to do a clean pre-post study as we had hoped. Instead, we treat our data as a multi-wave cross-sectional survey. But we still were able to do some data collection at each of the four Green Carts. So here's the same map, but here it's indicating how things actually worked out. The two cards in green always had EBT. The one with the yellow star we visited three times. The one with blue got an EBT machine in the post-period collection, and the red never ended up with an EBT machine. So for data collection, we conducted street intercept surveys. Here we have an image of one of our data collectors interviewing a customer. They used mobile tablets in the field to go through a series of questions on the survey. We also conducted vendor interviews, and here I'm showing the dates of data collection, two in 2003, summer and fall, and then once again in the summer of 2013 and 2014. The survey involved a number of components. First, after the customers completed their purchase, we looked in their shopping bag and recorded all the items purchased, quantity and variety. We asked the customers about method of payment, their typical shopping habits, like how often do you go to this green cart, how often do you buy fruits and vegetables, how often do you go grocery shopping in general. We asked about their fruit and vegetable consumption habits, and a few questions about their health status. I should also mention that the surveys happened during the day in the afternoon, usually from 1:30 to 4:30. We ended up spending 29 days in the field and had an overall response rate of 70%. And we were only interviewing adults 18 and older. So here is an overview of our study sample. We had 782 total surveys conducted. In the columns, I have subsets of subsamples. So first column is our entire sample. Second column is just the consumers who were shopping at carts that had the EBT machine. And then lastly, I'm showing the number of customers who were paying with SNAP. And you can see approximately 20% or 99 people paid with SNAP out of an eligible 516 people at carts with EBT machine. The shoppers were predominantly female, predominantly Hispanic, had low income, less than $25,000 for the household, and high school education or less. And notably, the population characteristics that I've just identified are larger for the SNAP users than from the entire sample. A few statistics for their purchasing characteristics. The table follows the same format, but here, things of note, the SNAP customers are predominantly reporting that they do their produce shopping at produce carts, like these green carts or mobile fruit and vegetable carts, and they're reporting that they do their shopping 1 to 6 times per week, and this is more frequently than the entire sample. A few purchase characteristics, these are sample means of note here. When individuals were spending just cash. Spending per transaction. So on average, the population was spending about $4.20 per transaction, but people who paid with their SNAP benefits, they were spending almost double at $8 per transaction. And in terms of fruit and vegetables that they were purchasing, again, when people paid with SNAP, they were purchasing nearly twice as many fruit and vegetable cups of per transaction. And I should mention, in terms of establishing fruit and vegetable cups, we used dietary recall software. ASA24 is developed by the NIH and it's freely available online. It's intended for a 24-hour dietary recall, but we used it to enter in all the items that were purchased at these green carts and looked at the output, which included fruit and vegetable cup equivalents, and we just summed that for all the items purchased across the receipt, and that allowed us to compare apples and oranges and so forth. Thank you. We also conducted some regression analysis. We had, as I mentioned, we have two outcome measures. We're looking at dollars spent per transaction and cup equivalents of whole fruits and vegetables. To conduct this analysis, we used linear regression and controlled for payment method, respondent demographics, green cart characteristics, meaning the vendor that the transaction was happening at, and EBT availability. Here is a table of regression results. First column is for the entire sample, and second column is for just the shoppers who were shopping at carts with the EBT machine, so they could have used SNAP if they wanted to or had it. And here I'm highlighting results from this regression showing that customers who did spend EBT dollars or SNAP dollars were spending $3.80, approximately more per transaction than people who paid with cash only. I think this is notable. Also, something that I'm sort of speculating about, but vendor B here shows that people are spending approximately $2 more per transaction than vendor A. And I don't have a good explanation for this, but one option that I'm hypothesizing is that there are just that vendor had more options, so, or they had a better relationship with the neighborhood and people shopped there more often. So this table shows the regression results for the outcome of whole cups and fruit vegetables purchased. Again, like with the previous table, we're seeing that people who use EBT or EBT and cash are purchasing approximately 6.5 more cup equivalents of whole fruit per transaction. Curiously, the relationship is not the same for vegetables. There's no statistical effect on vegetable consumption or purchases, rather, at the carts. And supporting these findings that the EBT machines are associated with increased purchases of fruits and vegetables, we talked to the vendors, and these two vendors, B and C, both had EBT machines at baseline and in follow-up. But as you can see, vendor B said EBT customers buy the same products but in higher quantities, and EBT machines improve sales a lot. And vendor C mentioned that people without EBT will usually spend a dollar or so, and people with EBT will spend more. So, a few limitations from our study. The sample of both the vendors and the customers was non-random, so there could be bias due to that. The results are correlational and not causal, and we don't have any information about the neighborhood food retailer scan. As you can see in this picture that I'm showing here, in the background maybe there's a deli, so right across the street there's a place where they could find other foods and also use their SNAP dollars for a variety of things. So in conclusion, we find that the use of SNAP benefits at green carts is associated with more dollars spent per transaction, larger quantity of produce purchased, and increased sales. So overall, we think this is a promising policy with strong vendor support and positive consumer response. A few acknowledgments of principal investigator, Dr. Brian Elbell, my co-authors, some staff and our funder, the CDC. And here's my contact information if people have questions, and I'd also like to mention that the paper, some of the findings from this paper were published earlier this year in Preventing Chronic Disease, and the citation is here. I can take questions. The question was, what did the food cart look like? And that's a great question. So we had four. Did I get that? Was that right, your question? What did the food cart look like? Okay. So here's a snapshot of one. It's not the entire food cart, but you can see the variety of fruits there and the pricing as well. And then I had another picture, I think. So here's another snapshot. So pretty bountiful. But these are generally on the sidewalk, right next to the street, on the edge of the sidewalk, generally located in high traffic areas. I'm not exactly sure. I think there were administrative difficulties.
Could you elaborate a little bit on the fees that were involved for the vendor and
the EBT? Okay. My understanding is that the question is asked if I could elaborate on the fees associated with the use of EBT. My understanding is that the upfront costs for the machine are $900. And then the company that provides the service for the machine charges a flat fee per month of $35, and then an additional approximately 35 cents, I think, per transaction.
And who pays the 35 cents? That can't be taken off
the staff. That's right. It's not, no. The vendor pays the fee.
Yeah.
That's a good question. The question was if we collected information about the number of people in the household and whether that would affect the items purchased and the quantity. We did not ask about the number of people in the household. We asked if the items were purchased to share. And there is some significance in purchased to share in the regressions for, I believe, fruits purchased. I don't have those results to show you in this table, but it was positive. And it was not significant for vegetables.
Coming from the Bronx and having done some green cards for it myself, this is very near and dear to my heart. I'm just wondering, looking at your sample, how you chose the cards that you did, so three that are kind of tightly clustered together, one that's clearly in a different neighborhood. Why four and why specifically those four?
Right. So the question is about why we selected the green cards that we did. Pulled up the map again of the green cards that we were evaluating. And to that point, we worked with the Department of Health in selecting these cards, and the department had relationships with all of these vendors. And in particular, they knew that the two of the vendors that we worked with had the EBT machines to start, and then the other two were in the pipeline to get them in a relatively quick timeline. So it worked for our research timeline. We can just move right to left here. Go ahead. So, in my experience, anecdotally, living in New York City, I have seen vans parked on the side of the street selling things out of the back of it. I'm not sure they're sanctioned. Right, that's very possible. Since we were interviewing in the middle of the afternoon, we may have ended up with a population that was lower income than a population, for example, that we would have interviewed if we were working or after work hours and catching people on the way home from the subway. So that's a good point. So the question was about whether the vendors thought that it was advantageous to continue using an EBT machine after the subsidy from the state was ended. And we didn't ask them explicitly about that, but based on these comments that we did receive from the vendors, I think that they found it extremely useful and advantageous, and just in terms of their increased sales per transaction and increased sales total. So I think that it's worthwhile for them to continue paying the fees.
We have time for maybe one more question.
So after you completed this research, do you guys come up with any sort of idea of how you can get around from like the cost of the $90? For example, it's almost like this is a spread out farmer's market, and that farmer's market is just tokens, like the global market. Like, is there any sort of
That's a good question. So the question was if we've thought about ways to deal with or help vendors with the upfront costs for the EBT machines going forward. And I don't have a great answer for that. I do think that in some of these cases, the vendors are working actually in pretty concentrated areas, so there might be three vendors within a block from one another. So there might be some opportunities for scale in terms of having one vendor use a machine and all three share it, but I'm not sure if that would work like it does at the farmer's market, because in these cases the vendors are all selling the same product. So it seems unlikely that they would partner in that way. Otherwise, I think, depending on, there could be some cost-benefit analysis done to see if it's worthwhile to continue subsidizing this, the $900 upfront fee, or see if the city could negotiate some lower cost, initial cost for the machines, if they're buying in bulk.
We'll have time for additional questions at the end.
Great job. Thank you.